You're listening to Comedy Central.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Any questions? No? You good? Okay. Yeah. House? Oh, how's Foofy? Wow, that's a deep cut. Man. You can't just ask me that, like, just random. You gotta be like, hey, Trevor, so I read in your book, and the, you can't just be like, how's Foofy? Because my mind went, who the hell is Foofy? No, because Foofy died. So for those who don't, so I had a dog when I was growing up. Like, one of the dogs we had, my mom was working at a pharmaceutical company, and her colleague came to work one day and was like, hey, my neighbor's dog impregnated my dog, so now I have all these puppies I don't want, and they're like this weird mix of like a Bull Terrier and a Maltese Poodle, so do you want to take them? And the mom was like, all right, I'll take two. And then my mom brought them home, and I'd never had a dog before, and I was like, this is the most amazing thing in the world. And so we raised them, and it was two beautiful dogs. They looked completely different, but they were sisters. They were the best, Foofy and Panther. And my mom called the one Panther because she had a pink nose, so the Pink Panther. And then, and Foofy was like the dumbest, most beautiful dog ever. And Panther was the smartest, ugliest dog you've ever seen. And so, like I loved Foofy the most because she just like looked really vicious. And I used to think that Foofy was really stupid. And then one day what happened was, like at our house, somebody was trying to like come into the house like a family friend, and they were trying to open the gate, and then they moved the gate, and then the gate fell, and then Panther ran away because they like sleep by the gate, and then Panther ran, but then Foofy didn't, and then the gate hit her, and then like it broke her spine. It was devastating. So then we went to the vet, and then like the vet was like, I can't help her, you know, we've got to put her down, put her out of her misery. And the vet was like, but this was amazing, how were you guys like, how did you guys raise a deaf dog? And we were like, what? And he was like, we're like, what do you mean a deaf dog? And he was like, oh, like afterwards, like when I was just going through examining her while she was still like living, I realized that like she wasn't born with, I guess, a certain part of the cochlea or something. And we were like, wait, this dog was deaf the whole time? And we just genuinely, I'd literally just be like, Foofy, sit! Listen to me! Sit, Foofy! And I was like, you're so dumb! You're so dumb! And I never knew that the dog, and then we realized, what used to happen was, when we'd call the dogs, we'd be like, Foofy, Panther, and Foofy would never come. But Panther would come running sometimes, and then she'd like look at you, and then she'd run back, and then they would both come. And I always used to be like, Foofy's just dumb. And then I realized Panther was like, she didn't hear. And then she'd go back and fetch her. And then both of them would come. And then like now I went back in my office like, Foofy. Foofy. I miss you, Foofy. So that's how Foofy's doing. She's Yeah.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make it. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.